Yes, give us when you wanna work at Wanda.
Praise Jesus, my children of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Nkulikeyo naje mutuse.
Welcome back wherever you've reached.
Era katusubire nti nayo omusana gw'ekigambo omulisizza.
And let's hope that you've lightened the light of the word there.
Era waliwo abagulumiza Katonda
olw'omusana. There are those who have glorified God because of that light.
Tumwebaza Katonda kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
We thank him, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wadde nga kiriko be kinyiiza bwe twogera bwe.
Even though there are those who are angered when we speak like that.
Nabanyiga nga tugamba twebaza Katonda kitaffe.
And again, anger, as we say, we thank God our Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Waliwo abanyiga nga bagamba tugambe ekimu nti twebaza Katonda.
There are those who get angered and they say, let's say one thing that we thank God.
Naye era waliyo n'abo abeeyita ba Katonda.
But still there are those who call themselves gods.
Kale ffe bwe twogera ku kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now we, when we speak of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Genda direct wali wetumanyi mu kifo.
That one goes direct right to the rightful place.
Mulimu bannaffe munange nga kibanyiiza nga tebakkiriza nti waliyo kitaffe.
It angers them and they don't believe that there is our Father.
Era nti waliyo omwana.
And that there is the Son.
Era nti waliyo omwoyo omutukuvu.
And that there is the Holy Spirit.
Bagamba Katonda omwe yefuulafuula.
They say is the one God who keeps changing into another.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Naye obulimba bungi mu nsi muno.
But falsehood is much in this world.
Emabega kaondoze nnaku ziringa satu.
Sometime back like in 3 days.
Nali nzirayo mu lugendo lyo olweggulu.
I was going back in the other journey of heaven.
Nga tugenze ku luno okulaba video ya Magic Book.
And this time we had gone to watch the video of the Magic Book.
Magic Book twagisomako mu audio oba mu written.
We started the Magic Book in the audio and the written.
N'ebigirimu ebyobulaguzi obw'enjawulo.
And the many things within it of different prophecies.
Naye kuno twali tugenze concentrating ku bikwatagana ne video yayo.
But this time we had gone to concentrate on what concerns its video.
Egenda kuba eti era egenda tambula eti.
How is it and how is it going to be moving?
Naye yabadde yeewunyisa era ne video yayo.
It was very amazing, its video.
Magic Book.
The Magic Book.
Kuruno bagireetanga Bible.
This time they are bringing it as the Bible.
Naye tulina okugyegendereza.
But we have to be careful of it.
Kubanga ebyagibadde mbadde banyonnyolera ddala.
Because what were in it they were explaining.
Kigambo eyali wali ne Katonda.
The word who was with God.
Nga bagamba awo kati batandise okutegeerera ddala.
And they say now they have totally begun to understand.
Nti Katonda bwabanga ye Yesu kennyini nanga ye kigambo.
That if God is Jesus himself and is the word.
Nti ye great magician.
That he is the great magician.
Nga bagamba nti yayamba kwegamba ffe tugambira nti yayambala omubiri.
Now when where we say that he clothed the flesh.
Bagamba nti ne yefuula is
they
magician.
They say that he acted magic.
N'afuuka
omubiri. He turned himself into flesh.
Kali magic. Kugamba batugiite Bible ye reflecting
now that the Bible called the Magic Book.
Abagamba nti Katonda nafu kugamba ekigambo nafu ne yifuura.
And they say that the word turned himself with magic into the flesh.
Naye nga ensettinga y'ekitabo ekyo etegekeddwa okumala akaseera akawera.
But that book has been prepared for some long time.
Etegekeddwa okumala akaseera akawera.
Prepared for some long time.
Nga bagamba nti Yesu oba Katonda oyo.
And they say that Jesus or that God.
Madini mangi nga aba Branham.
Many religions like of the Branham.
Bakkiriza nti Katonda oyo omu ye yeefuula kigambo.
They believe that that same God turned himself into the word.
Oba ne yeefuula omwana.
Or he turned into the Son.
Era ne yeefuula omwoyo omutukuvu.
And he turned into the Holy Spirit.
Kale kitabo kyabwe ekyo babadde bakitegekedde ddala bulungi.
Now that their book they had prepared it very well.
Era nga bagamba.
And still they say.
Nti okutonda kw'eggulu n'ensi.
That the creations of heavens and earth.
Biri mu ngeri ya bufuuso okusinira kunnyonnyola.
It's in the way of magic. It happened by magic.
Era wali mu Bible egenda okujja.
In that Bible which is going to come.
Eyaba kwegamba y'obulogo bw'abasitaani.
Of this spiritual wickedness of the devils.
Mu kwefuula mbu ye Katonda.
In claiming that he is God.
Nabagamba onaafuula w'eggulu.
And they say that and God made heaven by magic.
Nafuse guru.
He made magic to make heaven.
Kugamba kitabo kizibuzibu nnyo.
It is indeed a very hard book. They don't say, and he created. But he made heavens by magic. In the other book, there were things saying that the great magician who created the world as the word is the one of the clothed flesh. He made magic and made flesh for himself. He transformed himself by magic. And that's what they say. But they say he was there in the creation of heaven and earth as he made it by magic. And after he disappeared for some time,
and
he began to send the junior magicians and they are the prophets. That Bible, they are working on it and it's coming, but you have to be careful of it. It's going to come with the language of the magicians. Disappeared and began to make prophets by magic appear. And they are portioned on him, but he's the one sending them. And they are junior smaller magicians. And they are going to use so much that word diviners. Diviners.
There were
even other things I will be ordering that vision as it was in his vision.
And
I connected with the magic book which is in the audio and the written. But they were saying that even the angels that make
them
winds, that means he's a magician. According to Psalms and then Hebrews,
and
he makes the angels wings, or he makes the servants wings. It's magic, as they claim. But that language is filled most of the Bibles you have. Instead of them saying he can make them be like winds, turns them into winds.
They
have set that language for some time. I'm just telling you, and
you
expect and yet know what is moving on. When you read well Hebrews chapter 1 verse
7,
where you will hear you make these angels into wind
and
servants like tongues of fire.
For them he said
he's a great magician who turns them. And even the thing of saying the Holy Spirit.
Now, because
it's the same who keeps turning and came in the form of the dove.
And
magicians too can do those things and make a dove.
So magic enough to
know. Now, these things, the magic they act or they make.
They
bring it right from the magic book that they call the Bible by themselves. And they begin by saying that Mukama ye mufuso mukulu. Now, there are very many hard things in it. And in explaining and what they write, they want to leave that Bible holding the word the Holy Bible. Yet they say he turned into a son, meaning he's a great magician. And the word turned into the sun. That's why they say without any compromise. God
turned
into flesh instead of saying that he manifested in flesh. Things in that book are very hard. And its preparations we are so showing. That even all the miracles the prophets did, they said they didn't just make them, but they made them by magic. They did make them. They say it was involving magic. And they say Jesus is the greatest magician.
He's
the God and the greatest magician. And they said even the bread he made them by magic. Even Moses. All those things were in the other book as it came in the video. They showed even Moses made the road turn and
he
tried to challenge his junior magician of the Egyptians.
Now,
things were very hard in that book. The other magic book in the video, they acted it from the beginning of God, and they claim he was a magician.
And
they say even the heavens around us is hidden. God turned it, hid it.
Now,
the stubbornness was indeed big. Him turning into the flesh as he came on the world, as they say. And they moved on quoting apostles that they too had begun to become magicians. And they got from the great magician to make miracles. What's in that book, they are very hard and they are moving on. But we hope God will give us ability. And we want book people of that book coming. Yet they have been setting it within this Bible. The words which seem like of magic, they began to put them in.
We
find 1, 2, 4 words in the Bible. And they will base on them to quote.
And
you two will prove that all along it's been that. Now things like those, may God empower you, move on, get light of his word. As those errors move on ahead,
you
will be one of those to contend against darkness like that. Bringing the knowledge or lighting the light of the knowledge of the word of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. We want to move on to the schemes of Satan. And those we've been speaking of there in the schemes of Satan. We want to move on to the schemes of Satan.
On
to God and his church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we still separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are seeing under the heading, which says the Spirit of Satan, which appears in the form of the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
which is known as the Roman Empire, according to the Daniel chapter
7.
After fighting the right Christ and his church, that is salvation and the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
to
put in place its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church. There arose many religions, and the many beliefs which attached and claimed to be as if they are on Christ Jesus. Even those who which began and its salvation which arose, they ended up being captured by that spirit. Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
as we wind up the coming of the Protestantism, which is known as the Christianity,
mwaka wa 1517
in the 1517
nensonga esatu enkuru
and the three major reasons
ezaibo mutume Martin Luther
which were given apostle Martin Luther
tushali kunsonga ye sembayo
we are still on the last reason
yalimu okulabikanga wakanya Protestant
which involved him protesting against which involved protesting against the Catholics in doing business within the church. And they deceived themselves that they were collecting money of building the church. Mostly the St. Peter Basilica at Vatican. In the era of the 300s. Praise Jesus so much. Now even in that reason there came the purgatory money into being deceived that there is a place called purgatory, a place which is next to heaven and it is between the heavens and the hell, that if you paid the money of the purgatory, that which is called purgatory money, that you can be taken in that place and you are punished a little because of your money as they pray for you on the world, and that God removes your sins and then you head on to heaven. But if you didn't offer and give money for purgatory, they just carry through the purgatory and you head on to hell.
Now,
those things we began to understand of them yesterday, and we still studied them under the heading saying that purgatory, it is the hell which was sugar coated.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus so much. And we ended as we had begun to hear. That is it true that purgatory is there or it's not there? When we answer that question, and then you know the falsehood within this world. But we moved on to analyze it, and the many religions and the beliefs in the false salvation which mixed up now in the salvation of truth. Most people now believe in the purgatory, the place which is next to heaven, that where you first head to before you reach the heaven. Because even some don't know whether they straight go to heaven when they check from the body or they first go to the ground. Even others have not yet believed that hell is working. Praise Jesus so much. We got very many reasons yesterday. Some of what moved to prove us the place purgatory is not existing. But it is the hell which is sugar-coated. We discovered that God chases the dead bodies from praying for them. And we don't know if someone dies in their unrighteousness. They die and go with their unrighteousness. No one can take it from them. We discovered it. That the body goes to the dust and it's destroyed there. Yet the spirit goes on
to
God who gives it. But God himself showed us that there are those who never reached home where they came from as he gave them. And he asked the question, where do they go? That is where we began from. Knowing indeed these spirits are put in the prison which is hell. And the Christ Jesus our Master,
he
went there once, it will never happen again.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we want to move on beginning from there, to move on to prove that purgatory It is the hell which was sugar-coated.
You
don't expect that you go to that place or to pay the money and you'll get out of there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, as we resume to read 1 Peter chapter 3, from verse 18, 21.
Petero ekisooka esula ya kusatu olunyiri lwa 18.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda. Bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Olunyiri lwa 19. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much. According to how we hear in 1 Peter chapter 3, starting from verse 18, that our Lord Jesus Christ,
He
suffered in the flesh where we are into now,
yes,
praise Jesus so much, and He was killed in the Spirit. And in the spirit itself. But he has shown that it's once. It happened
once.
It happened once. It will never happen again. And he said in the spirit, you went to preach to spirits which were in prison.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. From ancient days,
in
the time you are a sinner who never left your sin, your spirit is taken in the prison. That is hell.
Which
is known as the bottomless pit. In the chains. Praise Jesus so much. Where you can be imprisoned as you tormented there. And even the fire of hell. But this happened once. Christ Jesus went there to get out of those spirits. But the deception of the Roman Catholic Church, right now when it spread many religions, just as you see Muhammad being prayed for still that perhaps is in purgatory. For they still pray for him, perhaps God forgive his sins to get him out. Even those they pray die in a Muslim, they pray for them. Even those of the many other religions. Even the salvation which is moved on to pervert. And they bring dead bodies to pray for them. Something God never agrees with. According now we saw the body goes to the ground. And the spirit goes to its giver. But the God who gave it says, some spirits never reach to him. And they head to the prison. But to be released from this prison, it happened once. When the Lord Jesus first died for us,
He
was able to die for us on the world and first moved on into that prison to take out those who were to believe Him.
For
when He speaks in the verse 19, He says this.
Petero ekisooka sura ya kusatu onyiri lwa 19.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 19.
Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Olunyiri lwa 2. Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Genda maaso.
Eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibbwa amazzi mwe galokolera. Abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo 8.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti abantu abo okuviira ddala ku mirembe gya Noah.
Those people from the eras of Noah.
Abaajema Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Their spirits were being always put in the prison. And they shouldn't deceive you that there is any human spirit which is roaming around this world. If you
have
not made it back to the one who gave you, that is God. Reaching heaven, our home, as we had the other time, you are meant to be put in the prison, and that prison is the hell. But our Lord Jesus did it once, and he went there to preach to those he
bared.
It was to bear them even to go there. It was an act of patience. And he did it once. He went to preach to those in the prison, in hell.
And
he says even those of the era of Noah. In those days we first understood that it's the first time the world got filled of people. Yet God moved on to only save 8 souls. Most of the souls ended in the prison, which is hell, the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, when they were creating that word purgatory or purgatory, here, as they said, those spirits can be had mercy upon and preached to. Not that they have scriptures, even when you ask them, they don't have them. But when Satan invented falsehood, he got it from there. Praise Jesus so much. And the truth is like this. Just as we told you yesterday, that many religions and many beliefs, even some salvation, for example, those are the full gospel. And they can tell you are first going to go to the ground. Something which is false.
Check
out of this body and end up in hell, you'll be surprised. And they tell you they were going to bury you in the ground. That you will wait on the day of the Lord Jesus when he's to come back. And you hear the trumpet, then you come from the ground. But all that was the falsehood, which were created from the word purgatory. And the purgatory, they make you think that it's the place you reside. And you've been having sins. But if you've been paying the purgatory money, or you've been building churches in the world as their buildings, that they can recommend you,
if
you take it from the purgatory place, which is between heavens and hell. But in reality, that place is not there. But it's the hell itself which was sugar-coated. And if you dare fall in there, it is war ring unto you.
Bible
is used the word Christ died for us once. And he went in hell once, in the place of hell. When he explains us in the Hebrew speaks, he tells us, if you dare fall today in hell, that sugar coated what's called purgatory, or you fail to go to heaven right now, you know your life has been destroyed. It's headed down in the prisons of the spirit, hell.
And
the day of being gotten there, you head to judgment. Nowhere else you're going. That's why it tells us in the Hebrew 6,
kutanda nogeza ozanyira mbyobulokozi.
And if you dare joke within things of salvation,
osubira ndo osobola okuleta Kristo Yesu.
Don't expect you can bring Christ Jesus
addemu okukomererwa kumusalaba kululwo,
to be crucified again on the cross for yourself,
addemu okugenda mu kifo ekyo ekyaggeye nekyekkomera,
and that he goes still to the place of hell of the prison,
ate ayoka akubuddemu akubuulira enjiri ate okukuggyayo,
and then resume preach the gospel to you to get you out of there.
Kitegeeza gwe yalimbibwa mu ngeri zifaanagana bwezi.
You was deceived in that way.
Bwe kye kifo gye kiri osasula omuwendo.
That place is there that you pay a price.
Nga n'abantu mbwe bakusabira ku nsi.
Just as even the people pray you on the world.
Mbwe mukama alyoka akulamuza ekisa.
And that God will judge you with mercy.
Katonda tagenda alamuza kisa mu
ondo. God not going to judge with mercy unto the sinners.
Ekisa kiri wano ku nsi.
Mercy is on this world.
Naye bwe kisukka okulegwa okinemererwa wano.
But if you fail on it on the world,
eri tajja kukwatirwa kisa.
There he will not have mercy on you.
Yes, he ever is
praised Jesus.
Era obulimba mu Katonda akulamuza eki.
And the falsehood that God judge you with mercy.
Bwoba wakola bibi bagenda kulamuza busungu.
If you committed evils, they are going to judge you with wrath.
Kubanga ekisa kyokka kye kijagulisa ku musango.
Mercy alone is what triumpheth over judgment.
Naye ekisa kiri wano ku nsi.
But mercy is right on this world.
Bwoba walemererwa okukikwasaganya.
Fail to handle it.
N'ojongwa mu geyena.
And you fall in hell.
Eri kisa.
There is no mercy and grace.
Era tokisuubira.
And do not expect it.
Kisa kibeera mu ggulu eri abo abakyagala.
Mercy is to heaven to those who like it.
Era abakitambiramu ku nsi kuno.
Those who moved in it on this world.
Balowooza nti era nga bakkiriza nti baalokoka lwa kisa.
And they think and they believe they got saved by grace.
Nebakkiriza obulokozi obwo era ne bakwata ebyensonga ne babikola.
Accepted salvation and they held onto its norms to act upon them.
Nga bagulumiza Katonda olw'ekisa kye yabakwata.
And they glorify God by the grace and mercy he showed them.
Katusome Ebulaniya esule n'ey'omukaaga.
In the Hebrews 6.
Beblani esula ya mukago nyolisoka.
Chapter 6 from verse 4.
Abeblani esula ya mukaga olinyolo kuna.
Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 4.
Kubanga abo abamalo okukwatirwa.
Abamalo okwapirwa.
Beblani esula ya mukago nyolo kuna.
Hebrews 6 from verse 4.
Kubanga abamalo okwakirwa ne balega kukirabe ekyomugulu. Ne bafuuka abasse ekimu mu mwoyo mutukuvu. Olunyolo okutaano. Ne balega ku kigambo ekirungi ekya Katonda. Ne kumanya ag'emirembe egigenda okujja. Olunyolo omukaaga. Ne bagwa okubivaamu. Tekiyinzika bo okubazza obuggya olw'okwenenya. Nga beekomerera bokka omulundi ogw'okubiri. Nga bakomerera bokka. Omulundi ogw'okubiri omwana wa Katonda ne bamukwasa ensonyi mu lwatu.
Owulidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens.
Omaze okubanga oyakirwa.
You've already been enlightened.
Wabaddewo omusana ogw'okumanya nti waliyo obulokozi.
There has been the light of knowledge that there is salvation.
Kubanga bw'ayogera ku musana gwe yalagira gwake mu kizikiza omusana ogw'okumanya.
Speaks of that light he commanded to shine in darkness, the light of knowledge.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omaze okwakirwa.
You've already been enlightened.
Omusana ogw'okumanya ekigambo kya Katonda.
The light of the knowledge of the word of God.
Ofunye ku kirabo eky'omuggulu.
Gotten of the gift of heaven.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ori awere du ori musumba ori mutumba ori nabbi.
Be a pastor, prophet, apostle.
Obo ori moyimbi.
Or you are a musician.
Ngebira obyo nebi fa mukuru kubiri.
All gifts from heavens are.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Osiza ke chimuno moyo mutukufu.
You've had a fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Okuse chimuno moyo mutukufu kuliko dia.
Fellowship with the Holy Spirit, how is it?
Kugamba ndi chitafu.
It's to say our Father.
Kubanga iyo mwe mtukufu mufe buli lwajja.
For the Holy Spirit as any time he comes.
Na yegata no moyo gwafa tukabya chimundi chi.
Joins with our spirit makes us cry Abba Father.
Tushaji muna ya ubuga chitafe.
Fellowship with him as we cry Abba Father.
Iranga chitugwani dokole bwa onoko tukuzeri nyali ati tafe.
Require us to sanctify the name of our Father.
Nokole ibi bikole bwa mukuru.
And to do things done in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba ndiyo nangu utandise ro kubiroza nako.
He says after you've tested all those.
Nanga mano funande ku kigambe ekya Katonda ekirungi.
Even get the goodness of the word of God.
Na manyige mirembe jigendo.
The power of the coming age.
Ne batandika nokutegeza nti wali yeguru eri jana ense.
And they begin to even tell you there is the new heavens and the new earth.
Sikiti yangu kwa kukuzo kujia sekiriyo.
Is it to restore you? It's not there.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much.
Mbukubanga ilo leto mwana wa Katonda.
That again you bring the Son of God.
Sikiti yangu kukuzo kujia mkwene nya.
Is it to get you back to repentance?
Mbukubanga leto For
you crucify the Son of God the second time. And you disgrace him. This is one of these signs. Hebrews 6:6.
Ne bagwa okubivaamu tekiyinzika bo kubazza obuggya olw'okwenenya nga bakomerera bokka omulundi ogw'okubiri omwana wa Katonda ne bamukwasa ensonyi mu lwatu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Jukira mukama waffe Yesu.
Remember our Lord Jesus.
Bagambye nti okukuza.
They said that to grow.
Obuggya si kintu kya.
To restore you is not something easy.
Kubanga kirimu ate okukwata Yesu omuzze ku nsi.
Involves to get Jesus bring him back on the world.
Omukomerere nate.
And crucify him again.
Ate bw'oba wagwa mu geyena.
And if you fell in hell.
Ate naye addeyo mu geyena ogw'okubiri mukomera.
To hell the second time.
Ade mukakubuulire.
And again. To preach to you there. Will it be possible?
They
told it impossible. That's why I move to show you that that place purgatory
is
the real hell which was sugar-coated. And do not dare deceive yourself that there is that place you'll go in it, that the money you hold and give will recommend you and build the synagogues that they call churches on the world. Oh, and you say, since I'm once saved, I'm saved forever. As some of the false born again, those who claim to preach the grace gospel.
That
when you once saved today, you're forever saved.
Even though
you commit sins, you already got saved. You're
going
to fall on a serious problem.
For
you not ever bring the Son of God back to die for you. When they deceive you to go to the place called purgatory,
because
of the purgatory money you've offered, or even the synagogues you have built, and that we get to begin to pray for you, Lord, help them that they can reach heaven,
save
them from the purgatory. Now, in you, there are some of you that are going to be sleeping in the graves, even those who don't know where they are going. There is a brother I was speaking with,
but
he told me new spirits don't go to heaven right now. I asked him, you thought they were going where? You could save to go to heaven. You expected when you wind your works you'll go where? Now the problem has been much. That word purgatory, maybe in other religions we've not heard of it, but according to their promises where you go after checking out of your body, they remain showing you that the purgatory is where you're going. If they don't show your spirit is going to heaven,
then
it means they show you have a place called purgatory you head to. But because they have not spoken it in that word and language which is of purgatory.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now in a way like that, the quoting of the purgatory as they based in the Luke 16, they showed that place where you can be when you have your money and you are rich, next to heaven, and that you even see the Abrahams in heaven. And that by because of the prayers made for you there, and pray for you, you can cross from that place. But this was falsehood.
kugamba n'okulirana byali tebiyiraniganye.
Even they are not near and next to each other.
Kubanga bala ebiragibwa mu Luka bigamba.
For what is shown in the Luke, it says.
Nga bali bali wala nnyo nnyo nnyo.
And the others were very far.
Ibrahim ne Lazaro nga bali wala nnyo.
Abraham and Lazarus were very far.
N'omugagga nga ali eri mu bulumi obw'ekitalo.
Even the rich man was elsewhere in the great torment.
Ate nga kiraga nti muliro.
Yet it shows it was a fire there. And there is a fire of hell. And besides you living the fire of the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Purgatory
is a place between heavens and the hell. But it is this real hell which they sugar-coated.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
When
you look at Luke, Bible shows like this.
Luka esula ya kumi na mkaga, unyole kumi na umuenda.
Luke 16:19.
Awali wa omuntu omugagga, ya yamba lango olugoye olwefulungu, ne bafute nunji. Na asanyuka nga bulijua mkwesima. Olunyolo abili, era wali wa omu avelinya le Lazaro, ya gala mizibwa nga kumuliango gwe, ya lia umuse umusa mabwa.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. They show us these two people. They show us the rich man. And they also show us Lazarus the poor.
Then
we don't say that the poor in the flesh are the one who go to heaven for not having the money. No. But those poor are spoken most often in Matthew 5. And they move on to seek the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to gamba and to gena kubira mwavu ogende mungu.
Now don't say you'll be poor and then you will go to heaven for that.
No.
Being poor in that way, you have to get still the word of God. Yet we don't pray for you to be poor. Abraham was very rich and even held the word of God. The greatest treasure and riches. And he reached heaven.
So atera no mugagga mubiri asubulu kwate kigambo kya Katonda.
Yet still the rich in the flesh can hold on the word of God.
Nasubulu atera nayo tuka
mu. And they can still reach heaven.
Fena obo oli mwavu.
All of us who are poor physically.
Obo oli mugagga.
Whether you are rich.
Obo mubiri
if the physical.
Kituisa okubanga tukirize kigambo kya Katonda.
Make us succeed after we fulfill the word of God.
Obo kutukirize obutukirivu.
Or to fulfill all the righteous men.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on in Luke and we hear.
Luke 16:21. Nga yegomba okukuta ebiyagwa ng'okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga, era embwa nazo zajjanga, ne zimukomberera nga amabwage. Olunyolwa 22. Awo olwatuuka, omwavu n'ayambulwa omubiri gwe.
Tukozesa ekigambo ekyo, manyi abasinga tebakimanyi.
We have used that word yet many don't know of it.
Balina kiri awo olwatuuka.
They have the other word and it came to pass.
Omwavu n'afa.
And the rich man died.
Naye bw'oba owulira nti awo olwatuuka.
But it here and it came to pass.
Omwavu n'ayambulibwa omubiri.
And the rich man was unclothed from his body and was lifted by the angels.
Kyekiba ekituufu.
That is the right word.
Omwavu n'afa.
I want to say the rich man died.
N'asitulwa bamalayika.
Was taken by the angels. You may still wonder. They carried the dead body and they took it. But when he used it and unclothed the body, it was lifted by the angels. At least it gets to be known that he left the body. Let's repeat and read.
Luke 16:22. Awo olwatuuka, omwavu n'ayambulwa omubiri gwe, n'asitulibwa bamalayika, n'asibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
Olwatuuka,
it came to pass,
omwavu n'ayambulwa
omubiri. And the rich man unclothed his body.
Omwoyo gwe ne gusitulibwa bamalayika.
His spirit was lifted by the angels.
Anti gulina okudda eri oli
ayabulaba. For it meant to go back to the one who gave it.
Ati ekiriwo kiriwo kiti abooluganda.
What is this, brethren?
Nga gwe omutuukirivu ositulibwa bamalayika.
As you the righteous, you are lifted by the angels.
You expect they
are taking you where?
Where
are they? You know, before I reach where they took the rich man,
if you want to
know this, if the spirit of this person who is righteous, whether rich, whether poor, in the flesh, yet they have done acts of righteousness, if they are lifted by the angels, where are they taking them? In the bosom of Abraham? In what place? Abraham just welcomes you like that.
Moment,
the moment was like that. He's welcoming.
It's
not that he was always in the bosom of Abraham all the time.
Most of you
speak all from then to today. Lazarus is in the bosom of Abraham. Now, did he get to rest? Now then it means Abraham never went for rest. Now he rather went to carry Lazarus all that time.
The moment
he saw him being, the moment he saw him was being welcomed by the saints in the city of God. For when he explains to us, these saints and the angels are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Hebrews
12:22-23
speaks like this on that issue.
Hebrews 12:22. Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omugulu n'ery'obukumi bw'abamalayika, olwabirimu 3 n'ery'ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene era ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'ery omulamuzi wa bonna, n'ery emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatukirizibwa.
Yerusalemu kino eky'omugulu,
this Jerusalem of heaven,
libeera kkuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'abamalayika.
It's a great gathering of the angels. Even the saints, those who moved ahead of us, and those even the spirits cleansed, now they are going on there. Reason why they've said the poor who had been perfected in the word of God, he was lifted by the angels.
And
those who started with us on the journey of heaven on the angels, we saw some of their works to picking of the saints from the world. If they say he was lifted by the angels, he was taken to the bosom of Abraham. We have to look for which place they were. Now this Hebrews tell of verse 22 and 23, it explains us saying this. Hebrews 12:23.
Ere kanisa yababereberye.
Tudiremo kuba ku 22.
Beblani esura ya 12 onyo 22.
Hebrews 12 from verse 22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omugulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika.
Bagambe nti mu Yerusalemu kino eky'omugulu, kibuga kya Katonda.
In the Jerusalem of heaven, the city of God,
waliyo obukumi bw'abamalayika.
There are thousands of angels there. When you come from our planet Earth, you head even to the circular heaven like this.
You
go up the next heaven, the first created one in the room above. There we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels. Thousands of the angels. When they say Lazarus was lifted by angels, lifting from planet Earth heading to the door of heaven, it's a lifting.
Listen,
the flow of that language was lifted.
It
means he's been taken up. Is it not that? When he's lifted, taken in the bosom of Abraham, in what place?
Yes, yes,
explain us where are the saints. Now, if you pervert and you never reach that city, don't you think you would have gone to purgatory? Would have gone to hell. You would have failed to reach your home country. I'm going to show you the enmity in that word. Finish here in the Hebrew
spell of. Olunyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Hebrews 12:22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omugulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, olwabiri mwesatu, eri ekuŋŋaanira eddene, era ekkanisa eyababereberye, abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu.
Nti bw'otuuka eno, mu kibuga kya Katonda kino Yerusalemu,
in the city of God Jerusalem,
mulimu ababereberye abatukuvu abatusookedda.
Many saints who got ahead of us there,
okuva ku ba Abeli,
right from Abel,
bali eyo mu kibuga
eyo, they are in that city.
Tebali mu purgatory.
They are not in purgatory. Not like that.
Ate tebali mu kifo ekiriraanyiganye.
And they are not in a place next to heaven. And not only those. Bible moves on explaining even those sanctified now. Hebrews
12:23. Ogogere birungi okusinga gwa Abeli.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much.
Tineri abatukuzibwa.
Even those perfected now.
Osibira mu kibuga.
You go reach in the city.
Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Bomanga manga mwawo nobula.
When you begin to meander and get lost on the way.
Oroza bwali yo purgatory jogeda.
Don't you think there is a purgatory you go to?
Era mu abali mu nzikirize zigamba ndi mukena mutaka.
And you in the belief saying you go to the ground.
Mwe barabe ba Kristo abasukirwa ko
the first enemies of Christ.
Kubanga Yesu agamba ndi atakungaiza amuna yako.
Jesus said whoever never gathers with him scatters. Now imagine. First gather you in the ground, that's where you will first go.
Others,
the purgatory which is not there yet, it's the hell. Even others don't know where they are taking you.
Yeah,
those who preach the gospel, but even where you're going, they don't know there.
And
you wonder what is the gospel they are preaching. When the Lord Jesus spoke of the issue of scattering, most of us thought perhaps it's closed there. But many people scatter the spirits of God.
Though
they scatter them in different places where they go, like Jana,
and
they will be there marrying 70 virgins. Others, they say purgatory, a place next to
them.
Others in the ground. Now they have scattered yet. Has one gathering of the spirit of the
saints.
And the gathering of the evil spirit. It's also one. Hell. After hell, it will be judgment.
Throw
you in the lake of fire. That's why I choose you a case of scattering spirits in places not right.
It
begins to gather them, restoring our souls. Where we scattered them in our thoughts and in the understanding. That's why he speaks in the Matthew saying this. Matthew 12.
He said,
if you want to be a great enemy of God, you move on to scatter his spirits. And you move on to never gather them where he gathers them from. Matthew 12:30.
Omuntu atabeera nange, mulabe wange. Era omuntu atakunganyiza wamu nange asasanya.
Owulidde bw'otabeera ne Kristo,
if you don't gather with Christ,
bw'otabeera ne Kristo obeera mulabe we.
If not with him, the Christ,
ekitegeeza ntuli naye kyekimu kyekyokusaasaanya.
What means you're not with him is the issue of scattering his spirits.
Kubanga agambye atakunganyiza wamu naye yasaasaanya.
Whoever never gathers with him scatters.
Naye tuwulidde.
But we have heard.
Webulani yesula ey'12
Hebrews 12:22
mpaka 23. Tiyali nekunganiro ddene lya bamalayika.
He has the great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukufu.
And the saints.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggya.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kati gwe kasita kakutanda ng'obabuulira musimanyi kusooka mu ttaka.
If you dare preach to them that you first go to the ground after when you check out the body. That you go to purgatory.
Ate simanyi mu.
That you go to
jana
musimanyi jana simanyi n'ebikazi bimeka. Even with virgins there.
Amanyirawo oli mulabe we.
Straight know you're his enemy.
Era saagala ofuuke mulabe wa Katonda.
Don't want to become an enemy.
Ogenda maaso n'okusaasaanya emyoyo
gye. And you move on scatter his spirits.
Nga togibuulira waje gyeyina kuŋŋaanira watu.
Them the rightful place they're meant to be gathered.
Tulina okubuulira n'olina okuŋŋaanira mu kibuga kya Katonda.
You have to preach to you, have to be gathered in the city of God.
Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ku lunaku lwagenda okuba Mukama waffe ng'akomawo.
The day the Lord Jesus is to come back.
Ajja kudda naawe.
He will come back with you.
Kituyita okuzuukira okwokubiri.
What we call the second resurrection.
Kubanga okuzuukira okusooka kubaawo leero.
For the first resurrection happened today.
Tubatizibwa ne tuzuukira wamu ne Mukama waffe Yesu.
We are baptized and we raised up with the Lord Jesus.
Okuzuukira okusooka.
In the first resurrection.
Okuzuukira okwokubiri.
Second resurrection.
Kwekuli kwe tugenda olaba nga afu bavaamu.
It is the day we shall see the dead come from the ground.
Awo wabuzaabuza omuntu.
That portion confused the human being.
Ateberezaamu.
Now imagine.
Abafunga bafubutuka mu ttaka.
The dead come from the ground.
Abasinga bakirabika era bava baali mu ttaka.
Most people think perhaps they were in the ground. The problem which is they don't know. The planet Earth is spaced up there.
Emyo gy'abatukuvunga giva mu
when spirits of the saints come from heaven.
Ijja kuddamu okuyingira planet.
They will resume to enter the planet again.
Babalabinga abava mu
and they see them as if they're coming from the ground.
Kiringanga Yesu bwe yali ava mu
kigeye. Like when Jesus was coming from hell from preaching.
Obe komera lya Katonda.
From the prison of God.
Yali ava wa.
He was coming from there.
Naye nayingira wa.
He to enter the planet.
Bwoba omulabi yinza okugamba mutufu yazuukidde.
When you see him you may think he raised up from the ground.
Kati emyoyo gy'abatukuvu mu kudda kwagyo wali mu kuzuukira.
Now the coming back of the spirit of the saints in resurrection.
Nzibuuzo
bagibaggibadde
mu ttaka.
Maybe they buried the ground.
Kati waliwo n'abatukuvu be yazuukira nabo.
Now the saints raised up with.
Yali abajja wano mukomera.
Getting them down from the prison.
Mugeyera.
In hell.
Mubunye obutako.
In the bottomless pits.
Nebalabika wano ku nsi.
And they appeared on the planet Earth.
N'addamu n'afubutuka nabo mu nsi.
And again he moved from them on the world.
N'ayolekera eggulu.
He headed on to heaven.
Ekizibu ekiriwo kiri.
The problem which is this.
Ebifo bino tebimanyibwa wawo ebiri awo.
These places are not known the rightful locations where they are.
Ki oli buliwa n'agenda mu ggulu.
They went to heaven.
Tamanya nti n'ensi erina awo weekoma mu
bbanga. You don't know if the planet Earth is just spaced out.
Yagifubutukamu n'afuluma mu nsi.
That stretches out of it and gets out of it.
Yabalowooza ensi eringa ebbakuli.
He thinks the planet Earth is like a barrel.
Yes, he was
crazy.
Kale ebintu ebibuzaabuza wansi w'enjuba
wano. Those things confuse under the sun.
Ensonga lwaki tuwaleeta ebifaananyi ebyo osobole okumanya ebintu bibeera biti.
That's why we brought these images that you know how things are.
Era abatukuvu babeera batwalibwa mu
ggulu. When saints are taken to heaven,
planet bagifuluma.
They get out of the planet Earth.
N'ofubutukamu
and you stretch out of it.
N'oyolekera omulyango gw'eggulu.
And you head on to the door of heaven.
Nebakutwala mu kibuga kya Katonda.
And they take you to the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggya.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganiro ddene lya bamalayika.
It's a great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Abasinga baali bamanyi oba Musa gundi ani Elijah yagenda yekka.
Most for perhaps Elijah alone is the one who went to heaven.
Oba alabika ne Enoch
amukabe. Maybe even Enoch are the only ones who went.
Ndowooza abalala bakyali mu ttaka.
Maybe the others are still in the ground.
Kati yewe Ibulaniya yakwanukula negamba abatukuvu 10,000.
Bruce answered you told you thousands of saints.
Bali eyo mu Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
In the Jerusalem of heaven.
Bagenda kudda ne Mukama waffe ku lunaku
olw'eggulo. Going to come back with our master on the other day.
Tubula Bible yeyogera negamba.
That's why Bible speaks
and says. Abali bakyali abalamu.
We who shall be living.
Sifu tulisooka okugenda.
Not us who will first go. First, calm down those who slept in the Lord Jesus. You know, the bodies are the ones who slept.
Yet,
remember, they are not to come back with those bodies. Even as we shall be living, we shall be translated. And the perishable body will disappear. Even the others will not come back with this perishable body. They will come back with the body of heaven. That's why the body of flesh, we bury it and it disappears. Never go on your graveyard that there is your person who died there. If they are not in heaven, in hell. And if you preach the gospel to any person and they don't gather with Jesus, they are an enemy of Christ. But the gathering of Christ of his saints is one. Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. If any person preaches to you whether which
or
whether religions as you
see
them, whether for salvation of today, don't tell you how you are to go to heaven and how. All along you are with the enemies of Christ, let me tell you.
And
they are scattering spirits.
But
before I see where they take the rich man,
yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
In eras before, according to what they preached to you, where had you
gone?
After checking from the body, where were you going? Besides that, you know, what did they tell you then? Praise the Lord Jesus.
May
I was a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was not so much committed. But
Father Yatugamba,
the priest told us
Muguru,
in heaven it's very hard to find someone when they have gotten there direct from
earth.
Besides Mary
Neria,
and Elijah
Neyesu,
and Jesus,
Enoch,
he didn't even mention Enoch. Only those are the ones who went direct to heaven. That we the remaining, if your actions were a bit good, for no one can be on the world when they are holy, you have to first go to purgatory.
And
if you didn't please much the people to pray for you, you may never get out of purgatory. He gave us an example that there was a priest
no sister
and the nun.
Father yamala mu purgatory emyaka 10.
The priest spent 100 years in the purgatory and they never prayed for him.
Naye ate omusista,
but the nun,
kubanga yalina abamusabirako,
because she had those who prayed for her,
kale yamalayo nga 7.
She spent like 70 years there
namala nayingireko.
And after she entered heaven,
kati abatavayo babagamba bagendawo.
Maybe when you get from there, you head on to hell.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
those are one of the signs proving you that purgatory, it's the hell itself, the sugar coated. And they deceive you in that way that they will pray for you.
Do
you raise up your hand well?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. May I have ever asked a born again? And he told me a born again, he goes to heaven. But the one who is not born again, they are roaming all around this world.
And
he told me hell is not yet begun working. Going to begin to work when Christ has come back. I didn't prove well, I asked an advent. The advent told me, when someone dies, even if they are righteous, whether not righteous, it's like air, they are just roaming all over the world. There is another hand in the front here. You first go to the one near you. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me, I had never heard of those things.
But
as I watched the film, the children of Watoto, it was called the Heavenly Gates. That's where I saw. And the evil, Satan, is waiting for them on the door. And when you reach there and you are an evil person, and Satan and his men, they will drag you and they enter you in hell. That is what I knew.
But
the light of knowing where the evil and the righteous go, I've understood it from here. Though I've spent 13 years in salvation, I think you see the problem, which is now they are acting, showing Satan who causes people to sin under the sun and his demons, the fallen angels, and that the ones who handle and drag you, that they take you in hell and beat you from there.
Now,
to prove this injustice moving on there, and its falsehood, you make people sin. It's like to find and the elder child home commanding their junior to speak vulgar, and you give them the work of beating to punish the juniors. Total foolishness. You find the elder
children
telling them, you speak this vulgar word. After you give them a whip, you beat people, junior, why they have spoken vulgar. That's the falsehood, saying that Satan is in charge of hell.
And
he's the one who gives the punishments of the evil ones under the sun. The one who gives, who leads them into doing those sins.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
That we don't forget him so much.
Let's hear of another. Praise the name of the Lord. The things of religion, I was the Catholic, but we are not so much committed in going for prayers, and we will go for fellowship on Christmas. Now when we got saved, they preached to
us.
We began with the foundation of these people who teach demons in Mutundwe, and this is what they explained to us, and they told us, when someone dies, the evil, they remain roaming up here on the earth. And they told us, those are the whirlwinds which move blowing around the earth. Now the righteous, they read us a scripture in the 1 Samuel 28. They say the righteous remain down in the ground. When the Lord Jesus will come, they are going to come out of the ground, and they will go to be judged. Another false thing, they told us Satan is in charge of hell. And when we chase the demon, they told us send them in the desert. And all that was falsehood. Now there is the way they explain to us another falsehood on the rapture, that Jesus is going to be coming coming.
Bagenda kwa kula abantu.
They are going to snatch people out.
Bakwa saganya matayi eri chivagamba nti babiri bali vanga bali wamu.
The handle will be Matthew saying two will be grinding together.
Omu alitwali.
And one will be taken.
Na ye ne bagamba nti ababali sigala.
But they said those who will remain.
Murakuche ya abali sigala wo.
Within the rapture those will remain.
Bali lokola obulamu bwabwe na musayi gwabwe.
They will save their life with their own blood.
Nga Kristo alibanga ta.
And Christ would not have died for them. Now they will save their life with their own life.
Blood.
And they would take some time when they are in serious persecutions. And after they
would
go to heaven. Now Satan, who is in charge of hell, as they say, is going to get the evil to beat them in hell. You know the things of Mutu, they involve much suffering. And they related to the song we sang a long time in the shrines. And the familiarity which made you ignore your master. When I kill you, I'll get another. And many other things. But the things of understanding truth. They were not there that they made proclaim to the people. And they were just for an instant to stand it from like for a week. Most of the time was to chase demons and break the yoke. And they passes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The things of church are so amazing. Praise the Lord, brethren. The Catholics, what brings most joy in them? They told us when they leave the world and they take us to purgatory. You're going there, they are going to pay for your sins. Now, if you committed many sins, you're there for a little time and you enter heaven. And they say, what brings joy there? After you leave purgatory, when you reach in heaven, you're going to get joy. In purgatory, you're there for a little moment. That's why even when a Catholic does a sin, they don't mind it.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Amina Moses, Pastor Moses Musasizi.
My name is Pastor Moses Musasizi.
And the kibuzo change.
May my question.
Chiriku Pastor Wange yafa.
My pastor who died.
Yansumbo kuva 1992.
He was shepherded me from the 1992.
Yafa in 2001.
He died in 2001.
Yalinga tuigiriza.
He used to teach us.
Nti omuntu wanga.
That if you've not been righteous, you die, and you become weather winds of this world. You become winds, you begin to trample the clan where you came from. The second thing he told me, if you've walked righteousness, you go to heaven. But there is another heaven where Jesus is not. They keep you from there. And you wait for the other day, you'll come back with Jesus on the earth. Now my question is, I have dreamt him like four times. I dreamt him was in a junction. We were going in a conference. I met him, I got surprised. I told him, Pastor, what are you doing here? I met him very dirty. He was crying. He was in a bad situation.
So
I got surprised. I wanted to go there. He told
me,
don't come here, don't come here. And it happened again. And I
met
in a place within a dream. He was crying tears in a bad situation.
I
asked myself, this righteous man never reached.
Yes, we have a
super. Praise Jesus. Let me first end there. Let me first end there. Because I see even time has left us.
Yes, we have a super.
Praise Jesus so much. Maybe I'm going to answer that question by the Spirit of God. Even though we were meant to see. We had looked at the saints and we had not yet looked at the evil.
So,
we have to see the evil people they are gathering where it is. The prison of God. Hell. Known as the bottomless pit. The problem we found which needs immediate explanation and answer.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. If evil spirits they are put in the prison, you think who are those who come back?
And
who come in your dreams? When it is explained as it shows people are put in the prison. Even those who
are
moved see in Luke 16, they show when you are in the prison, you cannot get out of there. To come on the world or to go to heaven.
Now,
who are these ones confusing us? Those who come back and appear as our dead relatives and they come on the heads of the living. Let's first answer that question. We shall see the other next Tuesday. Move on, explain. Purgatory, the hell which is sugar coated. But when you've not gone far, we've begun with the Luke itself. When
the
Bible speaks with us concerning those in hell, it shows they cannot get from there to go to heaven or coming back on the earth.
Now,
ask the question, who are these who attack and deceive us? Who appear as our relative
guides?
We get explained well. That question asked, and some of those spoken of by the brothers, those they deceive that dead people, their spirits become wind and they roam over this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Luke chapter
16, verse
26. Wakati wa fenamwe, waliwo olukonko luwanvu olwateekebwawo. Abagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza.
You think those where the rich man was, how many were they there? Even those who are where Abraham was. There were many according to how Hebrews is explained. But in this verse, when you hear the language says, let's briefly get up and we hear.
Luke 16:22. Awolwatuka, omwavu n'ayambulibwa omubiri gwe. Omoyo gwe negusiwa wa malaika, negusiwa mchifuwa cha Ibrahimu. No mugaga, na ena ayambulibwa omubiri gwe. Omoyo gwe negusiwa wa malaika kutwalibwa mu magombe.
Echo baji ya kubuza jichiri, so maichiri ya. Omanyinti wa malaika watuwala mu magombe.
Aulatuka, omwavu nafa, nasiwa wa malaika, nasiwa mchifuwa cha Ibrahimu. No mugaga nafa, nazikibwa. Ulabili mwesatu. Na imusa masoge mu magombe, ngali mukulumizibwa. Na alengala Ibrahimu wala, neraza alongali mchifuba che. Olwabiri mwenya, na yogera wagulu na agamba anti. Chitange, Ibrahimu, nsasira, otumeraza alo, anyike nsonda yolu nwerwe, mumazi. Ampose wazo ulimi lwange, kubanga numa muliro guno.
Yali ali mchi.
He was in the fire. The fire of hell. Let's move on, we hear.
Luke 16:25.
Na
Ibrahim na mgamba anti, mwana wange, Jukira nga wawebu angebirunji biyo mvulamubo. Elane ilaza alobuati ya bibi. Na eka kana ya sanyu sibu wa kwe orumwa. Ulabili momu kaga. Elane kwebe vyona. Wakati wa fena na mwe. Waliwalu konkolu wangu. Olwateke wawo. Abagalo kuveyo, okuveno, okuja jemuli bali mengo kuyinza. Era bali mengo kuveyo, okuita o, okuja jetuli.
I think you hear the problem there. Those who want to come from where the rich man was in the fire or in the fire of hell, they cannot
to
get from there to head to where Abraham was, where we've known they are gathered in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, where there's the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
Now,
in his language he spoke to come here where we are.
It
means Lazarus and Abraham were not there alone. He said, if you cannot come from there,
means
the rich himself was not there alone. The language shows there are many there.
To
come from there to head to heaven is not there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now you've understood why they
say
purgatory. It's the hell of the sugar coat.
Purgatory,
they say you can come out of there.
But
explaining here, they say it's impossible to get from there. For it's a prison. Spoke this in the next verses.
Luke 16
verse 27.
Nagamba nti kale nkwegayiridde kitange omutume mu nyumba ya kitange.
Yamugamba nkwegayiridde Ibrahim.
He told him, I plead to you, Abraham.
Mutume,
send him
in
my father's house.
Singo moyo guno gwali kusubula okuva mu geyene.
This spirit was able to come out of hell. We've explained as the prison of God.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus. You think you would have requested
that man
be sent on his father's house on the world?
He
would have come from there and it comes at the head of the living. My brother, what is in hell? Have you ever had such a spirit speak like that? Now you have to ask yourself, are these who come on the heads of the living and the sick?
Yes, it is me. Chitao.
Your father who died.
Chitao.
I honor me now. You ask them, you, Father,
Ufawa.
Where are you coming from? You come from the mountains. You did go to heaven. Now the problem there, spirit of the rich man was able to come from hell, from the prison of
hell. He
wouldn't have requested to send Lazarus. To prove that Catholicism is full of lies. There are even saints, they claim they come back on the world and they appear. Like this so-called priest Ngovia. But they are not them. There is a masquerading of the devils. And he appears as an angel of light. The Bible says not a surprise. Even his ministers masquerade into that. There are fallen angels who remained and they have not been imprisoned. Those spoken most of in Revelation
18.
Praise Jesus so
much.
These are the ones who move on masquerade as spirits of the dead. And they come back on the heads of the living. For if
it is
possible to come from the prison of God, which is hell, this rich man wouldn't have wasted time to request that they send Lazarus.
Would
have jumped out, come on the head of the living. My brothers, the situation is not
well.
Which demon can ever warn you of hell?
okumanya wali bamalayika abaagwa bongera kubuza bubuza.
Those are fallen angels, they move on to speak what seems
to be lost. Yali yali akwagalira ddala oli.
It was your grandfather who loved you.
When you come on the
head of the living, he would have warned you of what he's onto.
That's
impossible. That's why he moves on to say this.
Luke 16:28. Abategeze baleme okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa.
Mbaga naye kati ky'oba okola.
Now what you do?
Kitanga Ibrahimu.
Father Abraham.
Lazaro ku nsi.
Then Lazarus on the world.
Agenda alabule baganda banga abakyaliyo.
Go warn my brothers right there.
Baleme okujja mu kifo kino.
Don't come in this place.
Kifo kizimu.
It's a very hard place.
Nese bagi na emizimu egirimu
yakumi. Demons who come on the heads of the living today.
Simizimu jabafa.
No demons of the
malaika abagwa bebefure.
A fallen angel who appear as your dead relatives.
Era mchumba.
And pastor.
Bugora basiye mchumba.
The one you see is not that pastor who died.
Uri uraba kore ni yasi yati.
A fallen angel come in his image.
Yebe fura fura no baraba mchiroto nga senga wa kurumbi.
And you see them in your dream as your auntie who died and they have attacked you.
Kakate chizibu echiriwa mkanisa chiriwa echiriwa.
The problem in the church is this.
Mulimune njiri yegama. Narabie miyoyonga jive magombe nga jive turumba.
Gospel saying that I saw evil spirits come from hell to attack
church. Kati ngachiri nganga echiraga.
And it's like showing.
Ntigeyeno chiriwa usuburo kwayo no
vana. This hell you can follow there and run from there.
Over Magombe, Baba Gaura, and again, and
over there is a separate hill.
So, Babu Dengabugay,
time has left us.
Yes, only yet I go with it.
This reason needs to be emphasized.
There is a Kumarondi group to come out.
I think the other
day, when
we come back, we shall move on with questions. But what surprises most?
Abandu Babasa Maruka was again up
with people when they read Luke, they think to come back. But the language says, there are many down there. And the one they gave chance to
speak,
they warned his brother not to come in that place, meaning many are taken there. Spirits of many people, they are put in that prison. If it's not a prison, and it's a place you can run from,
who
did they have requested to send Lazarus? Would job out come back?
Appear
as a demon and moves the world. He told them, warned my brother ever to come here.
See how
on the world. You go do the roles of your dead father.
You,
my son, you need to be a heir. You're not leading well. Those are fallen angels. They are
cornermen.
Father, if he died, he's in the prison of hell if he never reached heaven. And that pastor, if he did reach heaven,
he's
in the prison, they're beating him. Torments of hell, the prison of God. Until the day of judgment. Hell will be brought, bringing them to be charged.
To
bring the dead within there. We were meant to speak of this hell as a prison.
Also
says, put hell for them as a flock. It's a flock. Death shepherds them on this world. The shepherd of the evil. When you fail on him, he sends you to the flock in hell.
For
you see, hell was put as the flock of the evil. Now you must be understanding both things. After the rich man told Abraham,
that
send him one my five brothers I have on the world, that they don't come in this place. He
answered
them, he told them they have Moses and the prophets, let them read. We read, we don't want to believe what we read, for yet they are meant to save us. Now it means what? As we heard in the First Peter chapter 3. 19 unto 20. Christ went to preach to spirits in the prison right from the era of Noah, even to Lazarus of the rich man. Praise Jesus. It's true. Spirits go in the prison. Those who are roaming over this world, these are fallen angels. And they appear into what they are not. One day in the eras of BC, if you read in the First Kings, God had gathered with the angels. In the era of BC, before they chased fallen angels from heaven, they were mixed up, the righteous and the fallen angels. And he asked them, whom shall we send to entice Ahab to die? Now the holy angels came out, suggested, I'm going there, do this and that. Bible says they came out one of the evil spirits. Yet remember, this was a fallen angel. The Bible says, another came out, suggested, me, I am going to go. And they asked him, are you to do it? He said, I'm going to become a lying spirit. The language says, I'm going to become a demon lying from heads of the prophets. I'm going to become a demon.
The answer,
he answered. And you understand who become. Because time, let's read that scripture. But we can broaden that answer to go with many other scriptures. First Kings.
Chapter 22 from verse 20. Nafuluma n'embeera omuzimu ogw'obulimba mu kamwa k'abannabbi be bonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yagamba ono bw'agamba nti ŋŋenda fuluma mbeere ng'omuzimu.
This one said, I'm going to go be like a lying spirit or demon.
Omanyi mu reported speech,
you know, in the reported.
Osobola reporting ekintu nga kyafuuse dda.
You can report something when it already became.
Kubanga reporting agamba ne wafuluma omuzimu.
The one reporting said there came out a
spirit. Naye singa yali amaze okufuuka omuzimu nga muzimu
already. If he had just become already a demon, God
wouldn't
have asked, how are you to do it? But when he asked him, he said, I'm going to become as a demon.
And
I will die on the tongues of all the prophets. Those fallen angels, before they fail,
the
Bible says, angels are spirits, those sent to serve us. If that angel has fallen,
he's
become an evil spirit. Them just to become a spirit evil, that they did it from Genesis 6. And the sons God came on the world, began to marry. All these who came on the heads of the living, and they become demons.
They are not
the demons of the dead relatives. Fallen angels are in the world. In this, you call them the aliens.
First Kings chapter 22 verse 21. Nekwogera nti nafuluma nembera mu nembera omuzimu ogw'obulimba mu kamwa k'abannabbi be bonna. N'ayogera nti gw'ona omusendasenda n'okusobola onoosobola onoosobola.
Ekibuuzo soma bulungi.
N'ayogera nti gw'ona omusendasenda n'okusobola onoosobola. Fuluma okole bw'otyo.
Agamba genda.
He told him go.
Olwabiri mu ssatu.
Olunya olwabiri mu ssatu. Kale nno laba, Mukama atadde omuzimu ogw'obulimba mu kamwa k'abannabbi be bonna. Era Mukama akwogeddeko akabi.
Kakati owulira ekigambo ekyo.
Now you hear that word.
Malayika eyagwa.
A fallen angel.
Arabise maaso ga Katonda kubanga bw'oba otandika ennyiri zino gye ziva.
When you begin where these verses come from.
Kiraga nti bamalayika baali bakungaanye.
It shows the angels had gathered before God.
Okutuuka okubuuza ani gwe nnaatuma.
Reaching to ask whom will I send.
N'olwokuba nti abaana ba Katonda be bakungaana.
But because when the sons of God gathered.
Satani naye n'ajjiramu ne bamalayika baabo.
Satan too came among them with his fallen angels.
Kati babuuza bamalayika abatukuvu bagamba.
Now they asked the holy angels, they said.
Tegenda genda mugambe.
I'm going to go tell him.
Nditya Mukama.
That fear God.
Obogaanye.
Ajja kukukuba. He will beat you.
Ngambe ebyo naye tebijja
sebo. That one will not work.
Nga bamalayika abatukuvu tebamanyi kulimba.
All the angels didn't know how to lie.
Kakati wafuruma yabagwa.
They came out fallen angels.
Nengenda kufuka
omuzimu. I'm going to become a lying spirit.
Balowooza nti ddala muzimu.
They would think it's a demon speaking.
Wabajjajja
ku self. For fathers has come back.
Nimbe mu mwabwa
bwe. I will lie on all their mouths.
Nakwata mu ejjeri.
And he got his army.
Erigwa ku bannabbi ebikumi
bina. Fell on 400 prophets. Each one, they began to prophesy that praise the Lord. That's why we tell people when you speak tongues, be careful. A demon can
follow you.
A fallen angel. It makes you speak tongues. You don't know as you bewitch your colleagues. For if they fell on the tongues and they spoke to
Rabashikaya
and they spoke the tongues.
Era bw'owulira ngamba olimi tosemayo musoka
control your tongue.
Amanye nnimi
zibazi. I cannot control my tongue.
Ng'omanya oliko omuzimu.
No, you have a demon on your head.
Kubanga bwe kibanga ennimi omwoyo omutukuvu yazigaba.
If tongues the Holy Spirit gives them.
Bible egamba omwoyo w'obunabbi afugibwa nabbi.
Bible says
control n'ogasika
nazo. Spirit of the prophet is controlled by the prophet.
Ng'asika na kwogera nnimi.
And you saw no tongues. And I don't understand. The Spirit will give you to speak what we understand. But
A demon falls on you. Fallen angels make you speak what they want.
And I was going to take you the next step. Satan and his fallen angels, how they masquerade. They appear as demons of your relatives. When King Saul forsook God, when King Saul fell,
the
Bible says, shows when the Spirit of the Lord left him. Upon him came an evil spirit. Into they said it came from the Lord. These were not demons. These were fallen angels. And they appeared
as demons
of those who died long time, your forefathers.
Negumutawanya.
And it troubled him.
Negumujja kumulamwa gwa Katonda.
Perverted him from the Lord.
Bweyagenda mu
ssabo. When he went to the shrines.
Yagusangayo nga gwefudde
Samuel. He found it there.
Nabi Samuel. Nga kuva mu ttaka.
Like Prophet Samuel coming from the ground.
Nga gwamulinze dda.
And it waited for him there.
Negweyambaza ebyambalo byonna.
All the garments of Samuel.
Kubanga bw'osoma Samuel ekisooka essuula
ebimu omunaana. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 28.
Onyola omukaaga n'okukiira.
Verses 6 to down.
Bw'atuuka mu ssabo eri.
When he reached the shrine.
Okubuuza ku mukyala omulogo eyali Endoli.
Inquire from this witch who was in that place.
Ye bwe yali alaba omwoyo ogwo.
When she saw that spirit.
Yagamba ndaba omu ku bakatonda ng'ava mu ttaka.
I see one of the gods from the ground.
Bakatonda babeera mu ttaka.
The gods are they in the ground.
Omulogo teyagamba nti ndaba Samuel.
So Sarah didn't say, I see Samuel. But she said, I see one of the gods from the ground.
Ono kwe kubuza.
This one asked.
Kabaka Saulo na abuza yamba daja.
Saul asked, how is he clothing?
Aone kuteka kemparata.
And the demon put on a bald head.
Nekwesibe minagiro.
It put on like Prophet Samuel.
Kwe yari ayamba.
How he used to clothe.
Agero kuta yonanyo.
As the witch looked back.
Ayamba, alinebu saji alimukate nyanyo kemparata
wetu. The old man with a bald head.
Yes, you know, Munagiro.
He tied a cloak upon himself.
The
one outside said,
oh, yeah,
that is Prophet Samuel.
Yes,
the woman who had demons who spoke.
The
one who was outside deceived him through the clothing. Are you together? Realize it captured the mind of
someone.
You are walk me when God has forsaken you. For what he proclaimed through me, it is apt to happen on you. Let me ask you a question. You think when you are in the ground, as you have been thinking, are you in your clothing they buried you with? Or if you are holy, those clothing you are with on the world, you are with them. Bible speaks in Revelation 6, starting from verse 11.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
the saints are given new garments. You had a bald head on the world, even in heaven you have it. You've given a body of heaven. It's a body very beautiful.
So to gain a mugurum
buroka
in heaven,
that on the world, even in heaven, you have a bald head. Now falsehood is there. The image you hold when they are burying your body is what you will be with in heaven. That's why Bible says, though we knew Christ in the body, we no more regard him like that today. Now there is a hypocrisy and a lie.
We have
not been able to go into today.
But
Second Corinthians 11, verse 14 and 15.
It
shows Satan can masquerade into anything.
Like
he masqueraded into an angel of light. Even his ministers, the fallen angels, who can masquerade into anything they want. If they knew that you retained in your head that your dead father clothed this clothing, or your dead deceased clothing, them to make them for themselves. I saw them in their clothing, where did they get it?
Their
clothing, old, we bought some of them.
I saw them in
their bedroom, yet the house is even no more.
In their
bedroom, speaking with their mother. Falsehood is there. Because of time, let's end there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.